hold me back. They're gonna rip them off, taking their time right behind my back. When I'm talking to myself at night, because I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? Travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want. God, we're back again. Brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flavor, show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah, am I original? Yeah, am I the only one? Yeah, am I sexual?
To Judgment from the Count. Wow, is Judgment's first words of the show. Hello.
That song was, wow.
You like it or no?
It was interesting, to say the least.
I will have to...
It reminded me of a biker group riding
a Vespa?
Vespas, mopeds, and they reminded me of the Viper, the biker group over BVD.
The Viper Kings? Is that what I heard? The Viper King? It reminds you of Viper King?
The Viper Kings. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yes, I mean, that's what I thought it was. Okay. But we seem to be having no technical difficulties. I can hear you just fine.
Coolness. I clicked on this new thing. It says connect direct. So I
do that every time. Connect. I don't go through Skype when I do hosting. I always direct connect with Blog Talk. It seems to give clearer.
Okay, so we got a thing. So we got some pretty cool things tonight.
I have a question, though. I have a question. Are you the host, and who's the co-host? Because I'm Count Thrasnok in chat. Who's the co-host? Who's hijacking our show? Because, you know, this was supposed to be the vicious truth, and, well, Sadly, we stole his time.
I think it may be. Yeah, we took it from the Vicious Troop. Oh, I know who that is. I know who it is. It's David Letterman because he's looking for a new job.
Oh, more than likely, it is probably David Letterman. Or maybe it's Conan O'Brien trying to take another job. You know, he likes to do that.
Well, Conan always likes state jobs.
Yeah,
or maybe
the work.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's someone. Maybe it's someone who's higher above us in the rankings. Maybe it's Griffith.
Yes, because Griffith has access to back to basics. We have a lot of
you
guests.
Know, it's
we have five
stuff.
Guests.
Maybe
that is amazing. I want to say guest, hi to guest one, hi to guest two, hi to guest three, hi to guest four, and guest five, go fuck yourself. I don't know. I don't trust you. Out of all the other guests, I think guest five is the one we've got to worry about. But yes.
That's the Biffers. We do have a lot of cool rocking people out there in the chat. Look at the chat. We have a chat of legends.
We do.
Superstars. Legends.
Well, we have Mistress Doom. We have myself, Count Thraithnok. Diamond Diva. There's Drifty the Shrunken Clown. We have guest 1, 2, 3, 4, and, you know, fuck you, 5. We have Living Dead Girl, Queen Steppers, Mad Cow 69, which, honestly, if you know Mad Cow's voice, I get 69 with that voice alone. Oh, we have a sixth guest. You know, I'm okay with that guest. Then we have Mr. 187, McStabby Happy Guy himself, and also the legendary King Outlaw, one of the greatest heels in Unstoppable history. He self-proclaimed, at least.
Well, I'm getting word. I think I know who one of the guests may be. He is listening from work. So I don't want to say it because I don't really know if that's him yet or not, or if he's not there. I don't know. If it's who I think it is, welcome. Pretty cool.
Well, we could do like other shows and just go kick our guests. You know, we could do that. But I'm not going to. I'll let them listen. I have nothing to hide. They can listen to anything I'm saying. I love guests. I welcome them into my home, and I feed them my meat and salt. And then I stab them in the back if they piss me off. That's what I do.
Well, if it wasn't for guests,
if it wasn't for guests, there'd be, I think we have lost judgment, lady and gentlemen. Oh, yes.
Am I back?
Breaking up. Yes, you're back.
Right. I mean, if there was no guest, then we would have no gays.
If you have no guests, there'd be no gays? How do you explain?
Well, think about it. Gays play with guests. We play with guests.
Well, I'm sure gays probably play together, and you know, but hey, at least gays can't procreate, so we know eventually gay people will die out, because only gay people can make gay people, but they can't have children, so the logic is infallible, don't you worry. Oh, that's how I feel when I talk to people on the feed sometimes. Their logic is just so flawed. Oh, I hate people who cry, so I'm going to sit on the feed and cry for an hour. What are you doing?
They sitting out on a beat crying.
Yeah, you know,
we do have,
fucking, you know, have some fun.
We do have
who is that?
Co-host. We're gonna bring her on.
Her. Is Susie the Elf McHaggis here?
No, third co-host person.
Do I get to kick him in the balls now?
Oh,
yes,
you can kick me in the balls. Just aim true. And avoid the right testicle, please.
No, I'm going to save it up for later. Make it
you're going to save it for later? Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, speaking of what we have tonight, our topic tonight, because we want to be politically correct in topics, you got some great heels and faces out there in the chat.
I don't know. A few of the ladies have lovely faces, but, you know, but I'm guessing you mean, like, as in, you know, a lot of nice people out there, right?
Well, we got to be nice because apparently today's society, we're not allowed to be mean anymore.
Well, yes, we are. You can be perfectly good at being mean. You just can't be an obnoxious douchebag in lieu of anything else. If you're going to be a dick, it has to have a purpose. So it has to be some kind of form or function. You can be chaotic, but there has to be some kind of rhyme to your, you know, reason. I hope. That's what people, when you're wrestling, there's some psychology in the ring, the psychology in working your opponent, all about mental warfare. What you do, the moves, yes, the moves matter, but it's all about playing your opponents off of each other sometimes, you know, messing with their personal doubts, their weaknesses. There's so many ways you can be a heel without having to resort to, you know, following them from scene to scene and, you know, going borderline out of the realm of wrestling into, I don't know, chat room tactics of stalking. Like, it just gets really... You know, really borderline.
We know you mess with a lot of people.
I always mess with people. I think my day is not complete if I've not, you know, frazzled at least a few people.
I got a damn hole in my sock. What the fuck?
Well, I think you got it from Hollywood Rick Brutal's laundry because he's, you know, Mr. Holier Than Thou. But the topic tonight is, you know, lovely faces and lovely heels in WU. And basically, you know, the people we like to root for, the people we like to hate for. And, you know, honestly, one of my favorite faces is, well, I got to say Hollywood Rick Brutal. Hate the guy, but, you know, he has a very grandiose personality about himself. And he, you know, dines with starlights and producers in Hollywood all the time. You know, he's obviously the guy the crowd wants to cheer for. He's just a pretty boy. And it's fun just, you know, smashing his teeth in and, you know, taking his titles. It's fun when I hear the crowd booing me. And I'm like, but this guy's so fake. Look at his bleach blonde hair and his plastic surgery, you know, scars. Come on. But the crowd eat him up, man. So it's fun to distract him a little bit.
Well, that's
every
true.
Every time I'm in the ring with Hollywood Rick Brutal, I try to confuse him and, you know, make him come over to the dark side.
You know, somebody's asking me now, they're like, wait, I thought this was supposed to be Terrell, the motherfucking Truth Johnson's radio show at this time.
It was.
You know, the
it
reason
was.
Me and Count are doing this is because, well, let's face it, Terrell, the motherfucking Truth, is... He's kind of like
up. He's washed up. He's kind of like laundry
up.
That you've left in the hamper way too long, damp, and it's kind of got that moldy mildew smell. It's kind of smell like 4-day-old spaghetti.
Yeah.
That is what Terrell the Truth Johnson is on radio. So we had to just, you know, fill his time slot for him because, well, we locked him out, if you will.
I can't
well, we had to bring
so
in
truth
some
hate what you two are saying.
Well, I'll say it to Truth. You know, listening to Terrell the Truth Johnson is like watching paint dry. I mean, really.
I'd rather watch grass grow, I tell you.
I actually rather watch Cement Heart than listening to Truth on his radio. Truth's radio is about as entertaining as Roseanne Barr re-singing the national anthem.
Judge, can you find that you are an idiot sound clip? Can you play that you are an idiot sound clip for me in a moment?
And that's why you're
on
the show every week, Judge.
What was that, Matt Cow?
I said, and that's why Judge's always at Truth Show, because they're that bad.
Yeah. So you found it? Judgment?
Yeah. Hold on.
You're expecting Judge to find anything.
It's true.
Hold on. Okay, let's bring this stuff out. Okay, here we go. Count. First, we got to do this. Hear ye, hear ye.
The Honorable Truth presiding.
Yes. Do you swear to tell the truth
in WU
and read the truth that you can do that you know you can't do because you think you did? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you got
we are now in
the
truth court.
Oh, well, sits here to judge fucking Judy's intro. Come on. What the hell?
Well, he wants to be the judge so bad, so he comes into a judge music. It's just, it's people's court, really. It's not Judge Judy. Judge Judy is more like, I don't know, it's similar to that, isn't it? I don't know. That is a people's court, though. Though, did you find that you are an idiot? Because I don't know where it is on the soundboard. It is so clustered, and I don't want to find it.
Well, you have to keep talking for a minute.
Okay. Maddie.
County.
You didn't sing last week on radio. Why not? All your fans, the adoring masses of WU, want to know why you did not sing.
All my fans. You're an idiot. And that was for you.
Yeah, exactly. I expected Maddie to sing
it.
On radio.
I found it.
Thank you. Maddie, you came to the show expecting Terrell the Truth Johnson. Well...
Yeah. Ooh, I'm supposed to do it. If you
exactly.
came to this radio show tonight expecting to rail the Truth Johnson to be here because you thought you was going to hear a repeat of a basically a John Phoenix radio show, that's what rail the Truth Johnson is.
We need it. You
won't
count. You're going to be so dead judging.
Mad
Cow, do you have one?
You want a medic? Give us a URL.
No. If you go into a radio show as a guest and then complain to your friends that you cannot type in the chat.
I think the guest should...
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no, that sound clip is starting to piss me off. Where is the Jaws sound clip when I need it?
Oh, we need the Jaws. We need the Jaws one. Yes, because
we've
got
to make sure we use all of Vicious Truth sound clips tonight, man. We got to, you know, pull off all of his catchphrases for 10 minutes. Oh. Oh.
Now, that's what that now. That's what Truth wants you to play when he gets, when you get a little riled.
Yeah, we get a little pissed off.
But the
guests you
sign in, we don't bite unless you ask nicely.
Yes, we will not bite you, guests, if you sign in nicely.
they don't
yeah,
have
we'll
to
go with
sign
that.
In nicely. They can sign in any way they want.
To
sign in.
You know, we have probably two of the best heels out there. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
That's the best you got, huh? That's the best you can do.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah,
sorry.
You have the best heels out there. You have the best heels. Who's the best heels? Is that Mr.
Me.
187 and Legendary King Outlaw?
Me.
Or
me,
no,
me,
I think
me.
Tazzy and Mr. Doom. Tazzy and Mr. Doom make great heels.
Tazzy and Mr. Doom. Yeah, Tazzy and Mr. Doom. Tazzy and Mr. Doom. Tazzy and Mr. Doom. 100 points.
Yes, points mean absolutely everything in the world of WU.
187
well,
and
you
got to
have points.
Best heel.
187 and MD. 187 and MD. 187 and MD. Yes. Ding, ding.
I don't
yes.
know, man. Buckshot? Buckshot is a great heel, man. He's firing blanks
yes,
everywhere he fires,
Buckshot.
Man. It's amazing.
Buckshot, Buckshot. Yeah, Buckshot. For 200 to win. I actually like the fact. Now, this is how... This and me and Cal, we've had talks about this, and I think Mr. Stoom and 187 are going to find this really exciting. Oh, I need the You Are an Idiot clip, because if you are sitting there and you're in your company and you're thinking that the Misfits are fixing to do something, and the Misfits don't even know anything about it, but apparently you have wrote this whole entire storyline up and not told anyone about it. I don't even have the You Are Idiot clip, because you ain't even worth having an idiot clip. Seriously. Me and Count have been
yeah,
sitting
why waste
back
a clip
laughing
on that?
At this. We've actually been sitting back laughing, because it's like people are... Hold on just
yeah,
a second.
Yeah, I know. He has a horn dog.
Hold on just a second.
He's not even good at being a horn dog, though. That's the only issue there, 187.
Hold on. I'm fixing to come around the corner for something.
You come around the corner with something?
I'm coming around the mirror. Coming around the cha-cha. Coming around the cha-cha.
Do you even know
now,
what
I
got to
do? I actually do not know what I'm doing, because I've never really done this part of the radio thing.
You never know which part of what radio.
Okay. I don't usually like run the thing. I usually just kick people off. But 187, I need you to repost that which you told me, because I couldn't read what you said because it was only given a half screen. But now I've opened up this big screen where I can like actually mute people if they piss me off.
You've figured out how to open the big chat.
Yes, I have the big chat.
I knew I should have just signed into the studio.
Yeah, you should have probably signed in for the studio, because Judgment is, well, This is Susie asked me to play this for him.
You know, if your eyes go bad, you can have LASIK surgery and they can give you 20/20 vision at any age. If your hearing starts to fail, they could put a device in your ear that'll make you able to hear as good as you could the day you were born. But let me tell you something, folks. You can't fix stupid. There's not a pill you can take. There's not a class you can go to. Stupid is forever.
And that is what SBOWU, you know. It's forever.
And we have one. Count. This comes from Mr. 187. If you are a bitch on a Vespa and think you are a biker.
You are an idiot.
Hey now. As a BOV brother, I kind of take offense to that, because the BOV are a strong syndication of, they're affiliated hooligans, I tell you. They are dastardly, debonair bastards, you know?
Dastardly and debonair. You're actually saying dastardly and debonair, and you're referring to the BVDs?
Yeah, the BOVs.
I mean,
you know, the bikers on the Vespa,
name...
man.
You want to name a biker company after a pair of underwear, BVDs. I mean, that's like really, really exciting.
Well, hey, it's, you know, Fruit of the Looms, man. Fruit of the Looms was taken, so BVDs, you know, made sense.
Fruit of the Loomies. Okay, so we can actually consider having the BVDs in a big... They're going to be in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade this year.
Yeah, next to the Calvin Klein float.
Calvin Klein. And that's funny, Calvin Klein. I just want to be with you.
I just got, ow, MD, why are you slapping? Why are you slapping, hon? Whoa.
Ooh, Mrs. Doom slapped you.
I liked it. I liked it a little
that's
bit.
It's hot.
It is.
I was
going to
say,
bit.
You usually enjoy it, Count, so I don't know why you're complaining.
You know what's
complain.
Hot?
The husband's here.
You know what's hotter than getting an MD slap?
An MD blowjob?
Two women. I didn't say that. Two women. Two women in a shower. Now, you're going to be in trouble, Count. Now, when they start coming up here with knives, I'm running. I'm just going to tell you right now, when 187 and Mr. Doom come in here with knives, you are on your own. I'm just going to step back and point at your direction.
187's already busy sharpening his knives.
I was not actually saying I would want. I wasn't saying I was going to go get one or ascertain one. I'm just saying that would be better than what you. Hey, hold on. Hold on. I don't want to be stabbed here tonight. All I was saying was that would be better than what you had previously said.
Means you're imagining MD giving you a blowjob?
No, I'm not. I was just saying that would, for the record, probably be better. Come on now. Come
if
on.
That right, yeah, Mr. 187, it's the guy that sounds like NSYNC commercial right here.
It's gonna be me. Bye, bye, bye. I'm gonna die. Fuck. Well, it was nice knowing everybody in WU. I think I'm about to get stabbed.
No, in 187, he'll make sure it's slow and painful.
Why is Susie being defamed?
You have not been defamed. Because Susie, every time we do something, she gets defamed.
Oh, well, that's what we do, man. Well, mostly, she says you. Hey, don't make me look atomically, you know, incorrect, okay? Please don't do that, 187.
He's
going
to make you look like a Ken doll. He's going to turn you from a rooster to a hen with one swipe.
Well, I only have one ball. If you want to take the other, it's going to cost you a fight.
A cockfight?
He ain't kidding. Oh, I'm not going to just, you know, hold my legs open and say, here they are, 187.
You
come
know what?
Do it.
You know what? You know what? That's an idea for a company. I got the perfect idea for a company. Let's open up
a cockfight
company.
I actually already have a company. It's called Counts Overtly Crazy Combat, and we have a cockfighting champion.
I think we need to have cockfights and Unstoppable. What do you think? I think it would be able to go through.
Are we are you literally playing swords with your penises, or like you mean like an actual like chicken fights, or just a fight that we call a cockfight? Like what?
It's you would have every guy signing up for that company. You can only use bear hug and hip thrusts
and bear hugs. Well, bear hugs aren't in the game yet, not at this moment in time. So, you know, sadly, I don't know if that's
cock
an bite. Option we can do.
Cocky bite. We can have a cock bite.
No, I would not recommend having a turkey pie inside of WU.
Yes, 1A7 has a company called FUCKU, F-U-C-K-U.
And what do the acronyms mean? Oh, I'm like, is it like
it means fuck you.
Well, no, I know, but what does each individual letter mean?
Fuck you, cunt kids. University.
Well, I actually believe that.
You,
I thought you were lying to me, but I actually
you,
kind of believe
fuck. It means fuck you, cocky kids, university. That's what you mean.
Thank you, thank you. Fuck you, cocky kids. I like it, I like it.
Thank
now,
you,
I can just picture,
university.
I can picture 187 in like 20 years with a cane going, fuck you, kids, get off my lawn. I can just picture it.
187 would have, you know those things, what's those little things, in-ground mine things, you know what I'm talking about? You step on them and they blow
oh,
up.
Oh, yes, landmines.
He would have those kind of things with knives in there. And the time you step in his yard, it would be like a knife.
Did it bouncing Betty with shrapnel?
Okay, it is Future Unstoppable Champions Kickstart University. Yes. I knew that. I just couldn't pronounce the champion.
So it's the future, but they're kickstarting the future. Okay, I can see the logic-ish. Sure.
It's pretty cool. So we got to talk about the biggest rat and Unstoppable. Yes, the biggest person, the biggest sellout, the person who is the biggest sellout ever, B-Man.
B-Man?
Yes, we have awards
tonight. I haven't
tonight.
Seen him at my radio show in like 2 weeks, so yeah.
We need to give out
He's
these awards.
He's changed so much.
We got to give out these awards.
Yeah, I think we have to give him an award. Who's going to accept it? Because he's not really here. I'll accept it for B-Man in absentium. I want to say thank you for the BOV. I want to say thank you for Lord Amadeus for giving me platforms of people to go after the last few months of my ineptness. I want to thank Derek Page for marrying B-Man because, well, B-Man needed a lovely lady, and, well, he likes the abuse. Also, B-Man would like to accept the award of being the best rat because, well, he loves to inform on anybody because that's what B-Man does.
Yay!
That's it. So I will make sure he gets this in the mail. Hopefully, you know, the shipping rates down under aren't that, you know, don't leave me in the hole.
Well, it may. Who knows?
B-Man is why it's raining spiders. You know, I heard from Bill Nye, the science guy, and, you know, he's the science guy, so I believe him.
B-Man, yes. Yeah. So what's the next award count?
The next award is for best heel in WU, which goes to myself. No, I'm kidding. It goes to, actually, I'll let you decide. Because our panelists, well, you have the envelope, don't you? So open it up and let me know.
Wait a minute. I don't have the envelope for this.
You don't have the envelope for that?
No, not that award. That's the awards we had to save for later on.
Oh.
Right now, we have a very, very special award. Ladies and gentlemen, and tonight, this award is for the best Vespa moped trick. And the answer is B666. He's here to accept
the
award.
Oh, best moped trick?
Congratulations on accepting your award tonight. B666, are you here? You there? Person over there. He's there. He just don't know he's there.
No. He's having technical difficulties. Beast, are you there? You have an award to accept, don't you know? You did the best moped trick in Unstoppable.
Yes, you did the best moped trick, B666. Okay. B666 could not accept that award right now because he is out polishing his
hubcap.
Monkey horn. The little. Huh? Hubcaps on a Vespa? Okay, well, yeah.
Makes sense to me. But then, you know, if he can't accept it, I will make sure he gets it in the mail. I'll ship it away. But I think we have a lovely award. It's obviously not here, but I think the best shepherd of WU is a tie between Shino Malish and Stash. They're the best shepherds of, you know, telling sob stories and getting a following of deluded and delusional individuals who just almost, it's sad how people cling to their notions of credibility when they're the most plagiarized people inside of WU, man.
And who won that award?
Well, Stash and Shino, I actually cut the award in half. It was actually a golden calf. I split it in two, so they both got half.
Oh, okay. So he did.
They're okay, full of so much bullshit, they could only actually take half the award.
B says he's in
Jew. That's true. Oh, he's in Jew. Ladies and gentlemen, B666 is going to come and accept his tricycle award.
Now, what was that award for?
You won the tricycle moment.
Yeah?
Vespa Award.
Yeah, tricycle moment of WU.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Well, now, since you guys keep flapping, now let me say a little bit. Is that all right? May I?
Go right ahead. You're welcome to talk.
Okay, Judgy. That show there the other day. That show the other day. You know what that was like, man?
What was it like?
You know, the true show there? Well, let me think here. Got to get it right when one of, you know. Okay, here I'll give you a little speech that I wrote up, okay? Cuz you know, I'm not the radio gurus you are.
I'm sure
yes,
you'll be
Mr.
fine,
Beast.
Bud.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, hold on a sec here. I had something written up and I thought I'd share it with you. Okay, and it's for all of you that were on the show. Okay, first I want to congratulate Truth on an excellent show the other night. You know, it was just fantastic. And I'm being serious, though. The one thing I liked about it was how liberal he was. I mean, shit. You let the fucking little wish he could have a pussy but has to settle for cockade and still do his pitiful rant. Him and Judge riding in like the wannabe rainbow warriors they are, trying to stick up for you-know-who, right? Another point I'd like to mention is how the last hour you turned it into the 2015 Sausage Fest. I thought I was listening to the MTV show One Girl and Five Gays, but I was only listening to a wannabe radio star and three gays. Fuck, it was like the gay pride parade, Judge. You and Caden should be the grand marshals of the WU gay pride parade. You could be up on the head float doing, what is it you guys like so much? Oh yeah, the meat spin. You could get up in each other's asses. There you go. You should do it proud and loud, brother. I mean, your whole fucking gimmick is gay, so do it loud. And here I got one last thing. I got one last thing. Hey, see, you got to interrupt. I got one last thing for you. You know, I have a promo for you. Oh no, I already showed you that. Did you see my promo the other day, Judge? For you? For you and Caden, since you were, you know, so fucking doing that shit the other night. Well, here it is. Is your ass all clogged up due to constipation or your Benoit balls all stuck up in there? Did you get your shit pushed in so hard it won't move and you're getting roids from all the bearing down? Then call 1-800-WU-DRANO Brothers. They'll suck and fuck that clog right out of you.
I did read it last week and I nearly died. That is a funny commercial, Beast. I got to give it to you.
You know, like, you guys sit there flapping. But, you know, you flap.
You should actually write for Truth. I think if you wrote for Truth, this show would be a great.
Oh, I. Well, hey, you want me to give you a little
Truth? I think if he
wrote
for Truth, it would be real good.
Truth, brother, you want to hear? I got what you call almost like an eidetic memory. Do you know what that is? You can Google it.
Yeah, photographic memory, pretty much.
It's not photographic. No. It means that when you hear shit, it's there. You don't lose it because you remember it.
Well, see, here's the thing. When you said you hear shit, you know, when you said you hear shit, you remember it. Well, see, here's the good thing about it, because you know, I listened to you come on here, and it was all your little Rainbow Warrior spiel, which was very, very, very polite for a Republican.
Well, that's all
you
put out. That's all you put out.
I actually clapped for it. But see, when you can actually come out on your little Vespa and do something other than just scoot a scoot around, go scoot scoot toot toot boop boop, then yes. Okay, but wait, you say that I'm only putting out gayness. So could you tell me when have I actually put out gayness?
The gay shit? Oh fuck, you talk about spermicide all the time. Fuck off, man.
It's
you just don't like getting called on your bullshit. Look at you and Caden the last hour of that
you're
show.
You're upset because
it was all
we
about
actually
called you guys out.
We called you guys out because of what you're doing. Nothing.
You didn't call
basically,
out shit, man.
Caden
hey,
called
dude,
you out what you
listen,
did.
Listen, you, listen.
We
let
called
me
you
say
out because
here.
You guys didn't do anything. You guys can't do anything other than sit back and complain about other people.
No, it all started. Hey, buddy, he won't
let
me respond to your comments. You keep talking.
I'm
no,
responding
off,
to your
Judge.
Comment about you're calling me, you're talking about the gayness and about being spermicide. Spermicide is what spermicide is. Spermicide isn't gayness, straightness, or anything. And I'm calling out just what you said. You said it was all about spermicide. So let's get the spermicide out. Why is spermicide typically labeled to the gayness? But yet you and the rest of BBD or BOV or DDD or CBC or whoever you want to call it, when we go and play against you guys and we actually play it up like we're supposed to, you guys get quote-unquote offended.
If easily
because
offended, right on
upset.
By. That's what I heard.
They got easily offended. So this is what I'm trying to find out. What exactly do you guys want? You come on here, you talk about gayness and spermicide. I don't think anybody's mentioned anything about being gayness. Spermicide is whatever spermicide is. So I'm giving you your chance to come on here and say what you want.
He's having issues technologically. So that's okay. We'll let him back on in a moment. You know, he was animated and exclamated. And it was good to see. So I'm sure he'll be right back on. He's just having
sure
some technical. Oh, I'm having an echo.
Echo.
I'm actually surprised. You know, this is the first time I've not seen Tank Girl on the soundboard since I've been on radio. So I'm actually very surprised. Are you still there, Judgment?
Riverside is waiting. Yeah, I'm here. So I'm giving you your chance. I'm just waiting to get everything up.
Okay. I had an echo. I muted. It seemed to be coming from Beast Send. So Beast, send me a message when you want to be brought back on when you have your technological issues worked out. And back to what we are doing. Judgment, my apologies.
Yes.
I just offered the Best Shepherd Award to both Stash and Shino because they're both really good at having. I would say Addiction, but he's no longer an entity in WU, so I can't give him. I can't award him with that.
We cannot award him, sorry. On behalf
and
of
Shino,
Addiction,
I know he said
can.
He's leaving after USL this week, but this is like, what, the 15th time, 20th time? He said he's going to leave this year. So at this point in time, I don't really expect it to happen. But if it does, hey, you know, cool. I don't really care. It's Shino Malice. You know, he has great ideas, but no commitment. And that's the only issue when you're trying to be someone who is actually doing something. But he's good at getting a follower. And so I want to give a great award, the Best Sheep Award. I want to give that... I heard he's banned, but I don't know if it's permanent banned. I have no idea if it's permanent banned. I heard he's banned, though. I don't truly care. I know I'm a horrible reporter on this fact, but I've heard rumors that he's banned, and I haven't seen him since, so I don't think he left of his own free will, because he won't do that.
Yeah, but we know he's been trying to get banned for a while now.
Well, yes. Oh, yeah, she knows your nephew, Mad Cow.
Yay, he's
your
my nephew.
Your nephew is excelling so far in life. He's
my
going
nephew.
Places.
Yeah, the band retirement home.
Yeah, the band retire home. I'll call it WU Penitentiary.
At least
you know, no possibility of parole.
At least he accomplished what he wanted.
Yeah, well, he's been wanting that for months. You know how hard it is to, you know how easy it is to get banned? Like, easy. So that he's been wanting that for months. You know how he could have achieved that? You know, doing something to get banned. Or, you know, also not being here. But it took him till, what, May? And he was telling me back last November that he wanted to be banned. Like, come on now, it's over 6 months.
Yeah, well, it's Sheena. He has to drag it out. It's no fun doing it there and then.
Well, it's kind of like Zach Ryo. You know, he feels like, you know, well, Sheena Malice feels like, oh, I just keep talking about him and it pisses me off, I'm gaining heel heat. Oh, yeah, I'm gaining heel heat. Well, no, people just think you're a joke. It's not really heel heat. You're just a joke. There's a difference between being hated and just being, well, scorned. Being like, eh, I don't know, but you're useless.
Okay, so is Mr. I like to run my Vespa around town on a rainy day back?
On a rainy day, as far as I know, he likes hail.
Yeah, I'm here.
On a spammy day.
Okay, now, I'm going to let you talk and you tell me what you want to say.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Judge. Before that show on with Truth, you were fucking sitting there bad-mouthing a certain person just as much as everybody else, my friend. And then you two-faced fucked us and you jumped the fence. And you fucking know it, so... Between you and me, you fucking know it. You can sit there and try to defend your shit. And another thing, what about the fucking shit you did to White Lightning's poster, the Fight for Cancer poster? Explain that shit, man. Because you didn't think that would hurt Bubs. You didn't think that would hurt fucking... Man, you're fucked.
Okay, you know what? Here it is. Now, I'm just going to explain this to you people that want to know and say what I say. I talk with Bubbles. And you guys are bitching and complaining over something that a heel done in the game. So basically that proves right there people can't play with you guys or be any involved with you guys because your little clique that you want to do
it's a harmless act of graffiti on a poster in the clubhouse.
It's a harmless act of graffiti. I talk with BDD. So before you come jumping on me about that, I've already talked with BDD about it. And I talked with Bubs about it. And I told her that what we did was because of what we do. That's what a heel does in the game.
See,
yeah,
you're
I
a liar.
And I talk about
you're lying.
I
hey,
talk,
when you're done,
okay,
let me
what
talk.
Am I lying about?
Okay, bud.
Go ahead, yeah, I'm letting you talk. Go for it. Go for it. What do you want? I'm waiting.
I have no idea where he went. But see, I will explain my actions because they were my actions. I don't know why he's talking to you about it. They were my actions.
I was saying, it was you that posted it.
I received a message from a certain contact, and I decided to warn the BOV, just like I warned Hollywood on his poster as well as the following day. I'm warning that the Hellhounds are coming. In fact, they may already be here, but no, they are coming. And... I just wanted to give a friendly little warning to everybody so they have fair warning.
Oh, Vic.
yes, it is still White Lightning. It's a poster. It is a poster. Hold up, Beast. I gave you time. I gave you plenty of time on my show. Hold up. So, that poster, yes, is for White Lightning. And, you know, I like White Lightning. I appreciate the naked warrior of White Lightning. But, see, I know Buff's feeling for her brother-in-law. She cares for her bodyguard who is... sadly not around, so I just had to also bug her, show her a heel action. And the reason why I did this is because I give the best sheep award to Bubs because she was going around harping, you know, just, you know, repeating she knows talking points like a good reporter on the, you know, any kind of cable news channel. That's what Bubs was doing yesterday. And so, oh, heels can't be heels, all these bitching about, you know, all these heels bitching about not being able to be heels. So I did a heel action. That's what Count did. She put a poster up and I graffitied it.
Okay, we've gone quiet.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting.
I think you scared everybody off with that.
Well, you know, and it goes along with what Steffer says. First of all, if you don't want a poster to be graffitied on or anything like that, then it shouldn't have been brought into the game. And matter of fact, it's for White Lightning. It wasn't for his manager. So let's get the facts straight. I mean, people want to sit there and complain and cry and bitching and this and that about a poster being graffitied because we said graffiti. We want to put graffiti on it. You know, we can do what we want to.
I'm still waiting for the POV management to book me in a match and punish me for it. I'm waiting. You know, I was just giving them a warning. And, yes, obviously pissing people off while I did so. Though
can
I
say something?
Yes,
can I say something?
More is yours now.
Here's the thing, okay? Listen, I have to go OOC now. You know I don't usually do that, okay? Bub's left the fucking chat room just as we were talking about this, man. Do you realize how much you hurt her? You fucking idiots. You know, I'm talking about your manager.
It was a
do you realize
thing. It was,
dude, listen.
You
won't let me finish.
You cannot separate.
Hey, I can't
it's
even
because
finish
you cannot separate.
Thing.
You cannot separate manager and character.
That's got nothing to do. No, it doesn't, man. No, it doesn't. It was
yes,
a cancer.
It does. Yes, it does.
It was
it's judgment.
Cancer.
It's judgment and count.
Hey,
it's
you know what?
Yeah,
manager
it was count. There was
character.
No, there was no management there.
You
it was
guys,
all chaos.
There was no management there.
You guys can say it was your characters, but I'm just trying to tell you that OOC, you hurt her fucking feelings. You hurt because of the situation. So fuck off with your bullshit. You can't
no,
accept
okay.
the fact.
Hold on. If
no,
I did,
no,
if
fuck
I
with
did
it
hurt
it's,
the
it's,
person
it's,
that
it's,
is controlling
character.
The character Bubs, count as a character is apologetic.
The key issue was cancer, dude, and you hurt her. Fuck off.
Yeah, but
no
you
one
know
hurt
what? I know both Count and Judge really well, and I know them. I see it in OOC. If that poster been OOC, they would not have defaced it. It was done IC. And IC
poster
did,
in an
they
IC
do,
scene.
They acted as a heel and defaced the poster. Now, if it had been an OOC poster, they would not have done that.
Yeah, I know, but it was just the whole situation of what it was about. And it fucking hurt her, man. That's all I'm trying to fucking explain
but,
to you
yeah.
guys. Don't
I
you get it?
That, but it wasn't done intentionally to hurt her.
And there
like
was
it.
A fucking cancer ribbon on it. And that's what pissed me off. Judge, all you said to me in my inbox was, whatever we're doing, just take it as against the BOV. You told me nothing about defacing that poster. You defaced that poster with a cancer ribbon on it, and that was pretty
it
shitty.
It was a poster.
Wait, no, it was shitty.
It was a poster.
It was fucking shitty what you did.
He is
okay.
I had a headache
so
with being a little Miss Nice Girl.
Play. So we're
there
not
was a
supposed
cancer ribbon
anything,
on it. Everybody
anybody.
In the BOV, half of fucking WU knows he's fighting with cancer. And let me tell you another thing. Right now, we're not even sure if he's going to live. So it's a pretty fucking shitty thing you did.
See? You got any compassion, you dickhead?
Man, all I got to say, it was something
and
that was brought
okay.
into the game.
Let's go on to some other shit, Judge. That shit you fucking pulled, and then you try to kiss up to fucking BDD, saying that it's all fucking for storylining? Fuck you, man. You're a fucking coward. Every time you get caught with your bullshit, that's what you do. Oh, it's just storylining. It's just storylining. You're a fucking idiot. And you know it.
No,
well, hold
they
on. Why
came
are you going
to,
after judgment? It was my decision
to
do it.
Why
the moment. Why is he the target
I'm
of your scorn? It was fucking
man.
Count fucking Thraesnok who fucking did that. Not
out.
Fucking judgment. I was not
out.
Told to do it.
Out.
I, spur of the moment, decided to do it. It was a decision
wrong.
Made
wrong.
In heelish hate.
I'm not even talking about that poster, you dickhead. I'm talking to Judge about the other shit. He knows what I'm talking about. Fuck, you guys are fucking clowns, man. Get your shit straight.
Oh, about going to BOV and being into BOV doing a storyline.
Nah,
when,
forget it, man.
When BOV
man,
first came to us about
it.
Going... No, see, you guys can't accept the truth. That's the damn thing. That's the sadness about it. When you guys came to me, Addy, and King Outlaw,
I
and
never,
asked us to come
never,
to BOV...
Hold on.
You're
hold
part
on.
Of the. You're part of the company. You're
I
part of the
so
company. You're on radio defending the company,
do I,
right?
I, do I? No, I'm defending myself.
You're on here defending.
And I'm
the, defending. What are you defending
I
yourself?
Didn't say
have I done anything to you?
I'm defending the way you fucking lotted me in with all of them. When you know I never fucking hide behind anybody. I don't hide behind.
When did
anybody.
I lot you in?
I
when
don't
did
hide.
I lot you in?
Dude, with that
when
fucking shit on that fucking Truth Show. Anybody who's associated with BOV.
Oh,
lab,
God,
that
was a fucking radio
off,
show.
And,
as
right.
Judge making
right.
fun of
and
you guys.
Beast
so you guys
back.
Can't separate it.
And it was, no, Judge. It was Beast that came back at you since. When we were on that Skype call, when I came in and I was joking around with you, that was Beast. That wasn't me. The only thing that pissed me off, okay, here, let me get into a little bit of all the shit. The only thing that pissed me off, dude, listen, is a certain person gets herself into the fucking shit and she has to get other people to defend her, dude. This shit was between
BDD. Okay, why are you doing it?
And you
no,
guys
you guys brought it in. You guys brought it in. You guys brought it in. This
no,
was
I
between REWF. It was
between
REWF. So,
I didn't bring
so BDD and nobody needed to bring it up. This was something that was dealing with REWF. So nobody needs to bring it up. The problem
hey,
is
they'll
you
stop
guys
stop kicking that dead
people.
Horse when it stops spitting out money, okay? That's
yeah.
what that's
yeah.
what's happening.
Was it not
what it
those...
is, people don't like people, so everybody has to gang up on people. Yes, Caden even said it before. Me and Caden has gone at people left and right.
Yeah, and I
we
don't gang up.
We have gone at the same person.
Fuck you, man.
We have gone at the person that everybody's talking about. But there comes a time and place where you let it go. You get over it. You move on to other things. But you guys
hey,
couldn't do it.
Listen, you're the ones. Don't say, see, you said you guys. I wasn't even involved in that shit initially. Now, was I? Was
you
I?
You're on radio
well,
defending
man.
BDD. You're on radio defending the company, right?
I'm not defending him. No bullshit, I'm defending him. I'm just saying it was between those two.
You just said you was on radio defending BOV.
No, I did not. You're full of shit. Replay it. I didn't say
Count,
I'm defending
did he not
me.
Say? Did he not say? We're
he did not
on
say he was
BOV.
Coming to defend
what
the BOV. He was coming as
no.
to talk. And then he mentioned he was going to OC, and then he, as far as I know, he's back in C. So that's what Count knows all at this moment in time.
Yeah, I'm back, I see. I did not fucking say anything about fucking protecting the BOV. I don't got to stand up for anybody. What the fuck, man? Why do you think have you ever seen Beast run to anybody's defense? Bullshit.
But see, here's the bottom line is, it was not against White Lightning's manager. That's the thing. Everybody's
but
getting
not,
complaining
but
because
taking,
it's a
taking,
image.
Put it this way. Listen, cause let me say this then, okay? If the situation's really terrible, right? Whether it was in character or not, did you not think that it might affect her that way, man? Did you not think it might
okay,
hurt?
Let me ask you this. People that was friends of Paul Bearer, did they not think it was offensive when CM Punk took his ashes and done what he did on national television with him?
I don't watch that shit.
There
dude,
you go.
So sorry about your luck.
Wait, this okay? Sorry. This is the game. I'm playing as Judge. Now she can be mad as hell at Judge all she wants, but to take it to the level of being pissed and coming on here yelling and screaming and cursing the manager out.
She's
because
hurt,
what
man.
They did.
She's hurt. She's
the manager
hurt.
Didn't do it. The manager didn't do it. And
it
until everybody can accept the fact, yes, it does. Until
okay,
people
you know
can
what?
Accept the fact, it's your
you know
manager
what?
and your wrestler, then
Judge.
Then there's no reason to even pee on this game
Judge.
Anymore.
Judge, you guys always talk about separating, right? Who the fuck is typing the shit that's talking for the character? And don't tell me that.
You can't do that.
Listen, and don't tell me that part of your personality doesn't come into your character. That's bullshit, man. You cannot separate that totally.
Well, every character everybody should play should have some semblance grounded in reality of the person behind them.
I
agree.
That is without question. But when you do something in character, it is inherently in character, not directed from...
But
yes,
see,
your controller
you
person
can,
is the one,
hey.
The keyboard warrior. Obviously, you have to
you're not
through a medium.
Enough. Hey, Count. I'm directing this at Judge. Judge, you're not mature enough to know that would hurt her fucking feelings, dude. Like, seriously. Like, come on. Common sense, man. Seriously.
But again,
you had Judge
when it was Count that did
feelings.
It. No,
it was not Judge that did it. See, that's funny because everybody's at
Judge
about doing it.
It does. Okay,
Judge
Count.
Didn't do it.
Count, you didn't think that would hurt her a little bit? You didn't think that would affect her, man? You didn't do that with any malicious intent, thinking, oh, well, it might hurt her feelings.
There was no malicious intent of the controller of me.
Okay.
There was no malicious intent behind
that. You didn't think it might hurt her? You never considered it.
As Count Graysnock, I thought it might affect Bubs. It was supposed to bother Bubs. I was showing her a heel move, and I was expecting her to be upset. And Bubs, I did not think past that because, as in character, I don't think past that.
It went past that. It went past that, man. And you guys fucking kept on about it. It went past that. It fucking hurt her. I mean, dude, fuck, man. I'm just trying to get you to understand that you really hurt her. And you
holy
guys...
Holy okay.
crap.
Okay,
stop
okay,
for a second,
okay.
Please.
Okay, yeah, after... Okay, I have something to say. All right? And I'm going
to
say this as calmly as I can. All right? Please don't interrupt me, Beast. Was it okay, now Judgy, you can stop me anytime, was it okay about, I think it was 2 years ago, that judgy's medical status was brought into the game. Was it? Was that okay?
Well, judgy's manager.
Was that okay?
Mean, yes, continue.
He has brought it into the game. He made judgy the same as his manager, and he can stop me anytime he wants and correct me. Okay? Now, was it okay when my manager had her miscarriage and a huge big ass scene calling me a fake and a fraud and I did it to get attention? Was that okay?
Can I answer? None of it's okay.
Yeah,
okay,
but listen.
So there you
listen,
fucking go.
Again,
but I didn't do it, did I? Have I done it?
Quiet. It's time for me to talk. It's not time for you to talk, okay?
Then don't direct it at me.
These are general questions, Mr. Mann.
Okay, there you go. Well, you said first off before you even started talking.
I'm not finished. And you've interrupted me.
Okay? You're directing it at me.
You have interrupted me. Because you're not letting anybody else speak but your own self. Do you not have any radio show etiquette? Do you not know how to behave on a fucking radio show?
Okay,
Tank, I have to say that's rich.
Honestly.
I have to say that I love you, Tank, but that's rich coming from you.
Yeah, you're right. You're damn right. But I also, you know. But seriously,
Tank,
anything that is told to anybody that is OOC, all right? Yeah, it was my fault. I let somebody know that my manager had a miscarriage, all right? Not even the very next day, somebody made a scene about it calling me a fake and a fraud, all right? Same with Judgy. Not even the next day,
but see,
same
the thing
day,
is,
somebody
see,
made
Tank
a scene
girl,
about
cut you
it.
Off. I'm sorry. I have to my show. I have
totally
to cut you
do.
Off.
Totally.
I have to cut you off, Tanky. See, the thing is, Count was spoke as Count to Bubs, you know, as Bubs. There was no catalysts of managers. There was no team of people behind the scenes. No, it was Count to Bubs, and it was Count to the BOV giving a warning the Hellhounds are coming. Now, all it was defacing the poster for White Lightning, yes, but hey.
All right, we got one more caller, 928.
Good evening.
Who is that?
Hey, bud.
Hello. This is giving me a fucking headache. And it can all be solved real simply. Now, if I may, have a moment with nobody, and I mean not a fucking soul, not Tank, not Beast, not Judge, not Count, talking until I address you. And when I address you, I want a simple yes or a simple no. I don't need any explanation, just a yes or no. Now, Count, you graffitied the poster, correct?
Yes.
Count, not Count's manager, Count.
Yes.
We have that clear. Count was the one that did that. Now, was it IC or OOC, Count?
That's not a yes or no answer.
Did you do it in character, graffiti the poster?
Yes.
Thank you. Was it posted in an OOC sense anywhere but the game?
I only saw it in the BOV clubhouse. So in character, I would
there
have to
say. There
you
go. It remained as an in-character thing inside of the clubhouse. Now, here's the thing that really sucks about this shit. If something like that is brought into this game, and it has been said by the mods multiple times, it is fair game. I don't care how fucked up it is. It's fair game. Is it wrong? Yeah, it's wrong. Shitty call on your part. Wrong poster to desecrate. I feel for White Lightning's manager, and I feel for Bubbles' manager. It's a tough situation there. And coming from a personal standpoint, sitting by, watching somebody who has a disability going through it day after day, it's hard. And I would feel torn apart if it happened to them. If by some reason this situation, those who know, you know. I ain't going to bring it in. But those who know, you know it's difficult. And you know it's a sensitive subject. But at the same time, you have to realize that if you bring it into the game yourself, and Bubbles brought it into the game with the poster to put on BOV, I admire what you did for the respect. That is great. That is a perfect thing. But you have to understand that per the rules, it is now fair game. If I were to bring something in from my manager's life personally, it can be attacked. There ain't shit they can do about it. It's no longer OOC. It's now a part of the game. And that's just the way it fucking is. Was it right to do? No. But did it happen? Fuck yeah. Did he apologize? Seemingly so. They both have tonight. And the judge didn't even make the fucking poster. and yet he's still getting his ass torn apart, which I think is pretty fucking wrong. But did it happen? Yeah. Judge dealing with it? Yes. Now, can we move on past this subject? Is there anyone else who wants to say anything right now to me about this shit? No? Good. Move the fuck on.
Hold on a second. We have people muted. Hold on. You can ask the question again.
The only point I was trying to make was if they apologize, then that's good. But that doesn't, you know, it was just hurtful, man. Like, that, the whole fucking thing, it was hurtful. People have brought my shit into the game, and it doesn't bother me. I know what I am. I know who I am. I am what I am. You know what I mean? It doesn't bother me. But that hurt her. And that's all I was trying to point out.
Well, hold on.
I
want to make it clear. I want to make things clear. Count has not apologized. Count has said, if the person behind Bubs is offended, the person behind Count is sorry.
You
know
Count
is not sorry.
You knew what I meant.
I want to make sure those lines are clear.
Okay, so lines are cleared up. Apologies haven't made. Bubs, are you still here?
No, she hung up.
Okay, but is she still in the chat? Because I can't see it right now.
No, she's not in
the chat
either.
As well.
Okay, Bubs, sweetie, if you're listening right now, I wish all the best to White Lightning's manager and your manager. I feel strongly for you, and these two gentlemen are sincerely sorry. They have made sure of it tonight, and it has been stated. Now, in an IC sense, this is, you wanted a break, you wanted a reason to go off on someone, you wanted a way to build a heel character. Fuck, this is the perfect way for you to start. You have your stage, lights are on you, audio is hooked up, go wild. But keep it icy, and you'll do great. Now, Beast, I admire what you did. I really appreciate what you did. Standing up for Bubs, that was a noble thing to do. But at the same time, with this situation, I think it probably would have sounded better coming from Bubs. Just like if something would have happened to Judge,
she
I would have
do
no,
it.
No room to stop.
She
well,
could
she
do
is,
it. That's all I'm saying. Okay? I didn't mean
she's
to
gonna
interrupt.
She's going to have to. I understand. She's going to have to on her own time if she wants to fix this.
Oh, I'm sure she will. But all I'm saying is she couldn't right now. Okay? She couldn't. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, then it doesn't have to be fixed right now. When she's ready, she can come on and she can address the situation and deal with it.
I'm sure Count and Bubs will have a conversation. Which will involve her probably feeding me fists or shotgun shells. I'm sure it'll be a lovely conversation.
Yes.
But yes, back to what we were doing. Nice to have you here, Outlaw. It was very forceful. It was very nice to you to take control and, you know, try to mediate. It was what this show needed.
I could have actually talked to all of Outlaw's little speech because he left me off when he said people that couldn't talk.
Yeah, he did. He did say, he didn't mention you at all.
I was tempted to interrupt him halfway through just to be a bitch.
Maddie.
Yes, my dear.
I appreciate you. But there is a PD waiting for you on your return.
Who says anything about a return?
You'll come back.
Happen.
Everybody comes back.
No, I'm been listening to someone that gives great advice. I'm not sure if you know him, but he's called King Outlaw, and he's told me to stay far, far away from the place.
Good, good. Glad that you listened. So, was there a topic besides what had happened recently?
We were talking about heels and faces, and the best heels and best faces, and we were also giving awards out.
Now that we're back, I see. Come on, Hellhounds. I'm going to put my heel on your face.
Well, I'm sure the Hellhounds, whoever they are, will look forward to meeting you in the ring.
Like we don't know who we are. Come on.
I have no idea who the Hellhounds are.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
I'm just a humble messenger.
You're what Beastie calls a fence jumper.
I haven't fenced any jumps, but, you know, I'll let you know.
If that metaphor is too complicated, we'll discuss it later. It's okay.
Hey, I have not turned in my BOV patch. I'm still a VOP patch member, and I wear this patch loudly.
I'm talking about how 1 minute you mouth them, and then the next minute you kiss them. There you go, buddy.
You gonna kiss me? Oh, Rainbow Warrior alert.
I told you, after some sperm count.
Ha 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 ha.
No.
So this face and heel thing, are we doing a serious breakdown of what makes a good and a bad one? Because I swear to God, I just covered this recently, and nobody still fucking listened.
I know. We did it yesterday on Tom Hollywood show a little bit. The last hour after it became WU again.
Wasn't so much what makes. We were actually talking about who is a good heel.
Yeah. And I would say King Outlaw, when you're a heel, you are a great heel.
Yes, but he don't show it enough.
I don't care to dance around on the aisles of Walmart, otherwise known as the feed. That's not my thing.
I'm not saying the feed. I know you're not a feed person.
I heard it's the bargain alley at Target. That's what the feed is.
Oh, fucking Black Friday is what it is. I crawl out from the woodworks and I feel my IQ dropping, so then I need to go listen to some NPR or something to feel better about myself.
Oh, Paul Outlaw.
I always tell Judgeon to go watch Bill Nye the Science Guy, and he doesn't follow my advice, which is why he thinks the Earth is still flat.
I see.
It's true.
Is Judge still here?
Judgey.
I think he deflated his single ball, so he's kind of flat.
Oh, sorry. Judgey, you may speak now. I'm done. You may speak.
I think he scared him.
Either that or he's doing dirty deeds behind closed doors.
Most likely. I think at this point in time, I'm going to take a sound break before we go back for the last 15 minutes. So I'm going to put all my lovely callers on mute, and we all take a moment to have some water, use the bathroom, you know, do whatever you got to do. We'll be back in 4 minutes. Have fun.
This time I'm mistaken for handing you a heart worth breaking. about a mountain this battle. This bad words in my head. Dream of we haven't fun yet. And it feels like heaven's so far away. And it seems, yeah, it seems now. What else will go now that you've gone away? Gone away, gone away, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, Mrs. Light sounds out the rich and famous. You want a piece of me, Mrs. Oh my God, that's pretty shameless. You want a piece of me, Mrs. Extra, extra, that's just in. You want a piece of me, Mrs. She's too big, now she's too thin. You want a piece of me.
Coming back from a sound break, bringing back all of our callers are live with Judgment from the Count. Am I the only one who brought back from the transition? Hello.
No, I'm back. I'm back. I'm here too.
I'm here.
Nice to hear y'all here.
And come back around the eight. Now, in character, Count, come around the BOV, man. Come back around.
I will, don't you worry. I have a feeling we're going to have to dance in the pit a few times, Beast.
It ain't going to be dancing. Come on. You know better than that. What
no, I know. It ain't ballet about when it comes to me.
Hey,
you.
Man. Hey, man. Boot fucking's done in a mosh pit. It's dancing.
I'll crush his fucking head like I always do. Who are we kidding?
I don't know. I'm getting better. The last few times, I've actually, you know, coming on top. So I think, you know, I have a
that's
good chance.
Because
to...
That's because I was trying new moves and playing around, dude. Come on.
Oh, you're just playing around with the cow now. You know, I like to play with my food before I eat, too. But I grew out of that. You know, I did grow out of it.
No, I just leave it crushed in the middle of the pit.
Well, hey, I'm sure there's... we'll talk to Sin or Beatty. They're out in the chat right now.
That'll
I'm
feed
sure,
the hell out, won't it? Ha ha, you're fucking
I'm sure the BOV manager would love to book
buddy.
Me in a pit. I have no problem with going in the BOV pit and meeting you in a match anytime. I ain't running scared. I'm just running. That's a
he
difference.
Ain't shook. He ain't fazed.
I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Is that what? Yeah, it's Ricky. Yeah. You know, I figured you said there was rainbow, you know, shenanigans here, so I had to mention, you know,
I just
living la vida
loca. I just rip and tear, my friend. I just rip and tear.
I know you do rip and tear. I know. See, it's better if you have some KY jelly. I know Lord Amadeus has a healthy supply of some, so I'd say get some.
Hey, if after I beat you up, dude, and you get all butt hurt because I bend you over, and instead of farting like this, you come out like this.
Oh God!
Then hey, you know you can get the butt hurt cream from the wife. She's got it on sale, and she'll give you a fucking
that's
discount.
That's all you got?
She'll
oh,
give
I,
you
that likes me. I get the
she'll give the
friend discount.
No, you get the constantly butt hurt. Fucking discount.
Oh, I'm constantly butthurt.
See,
if
I'm
I was constantly butthurt, you'd think
that's
hold
hilarious.
Up. Your logic is flawed. If I was constantly butthurt, wouldn't I've already used her as a you know? I'd be a current customer. I'd be a reoccurring customer. It wouldn't be my first time applying.
No,
it'd be like my.
No. See, there's where you were off there a little bit. I said when I'm done with you in the pit, meaning in the future. Fuck off, dude. Nice try.
Well, I'm aware, but we've been in the pit before. You've left me, you know, a little broken in the pit before, and I've never gone crawling
butter,
to Tazzy for buttercream. I've gone crawling to Tazzy because she stole my crown or something.
Yep,
but I've never gone crawling
to
Tazzy for buttercream. Yeah, she stole my crown and then, you know, bribed me to work for her stable. Your wife's a bitch. Oh, I just...
Oh, you know
judgment,
what?
Judgment.
I came back, and I muted everyone, because I'm going to respond to some stuff.
Okay, Judgment, you muted him as I called his wife, so he's going to think I'm passive-aggressive now. But I'm going to mute myself while you tell your thing.
I'm going to respond. You know, I sit back and I listen to everything that's been said tonight.
as far as judgment, and I want people to listen to this and listen to this right, as far as judgment goes, and you can say it's a storyline, whatever you want, I don't really care. It's judgment being judgment as a character. Is judgment like anybody out there? Pretty much no. The people say they want judgment to apologize for all this. Judgment's not going to apologize because judgment is judgment. Judgment is a misfit for a reason. Everybody went on about wanting the misfits to come to their companies when the misfits was popular. 187, Mrs. Doom, Mad Cow, Christopher D'Angelo and everything. You guys wanted us to come there. People wanted the misfits to come and do things. People wanted scum members to come to their companies to do things. And that's what the misfits and that's what scum members did. Beast, much respect I have for you. You're my tag partner over there. And I'm going to respect you because you've been around a long time. Me and you go way back. But now, as far as my manager of judgment, yeah, if I hurt Becky Bubbles, I apologize to her. Hell, I'm going down for the wedding, and for her to sit there and say that I done something on purpose, yeah, that freaking hurts. You know, people say, oh, you didn't have to come out here and do all this with your illness, or you didn't have to come out and say this, you didn't have to come out and say that. You know, nobody has the right to come out and say anything. So, and until people can separate, and that's what we've done many, many shows on, until we can separate these characters from the real people, basically, we're not going to get around anything. We're just going to keep going back to the same thing we're going back to. But I can say one thing. This has been a fun ride. It's been great. We've had great times in this little game we've called Wrestler Unstoppable. But you know, it comes a time where it's like, why? Why anymore? As tonight shown, one little thing gets thrown into a big whirlwind tornado. You don't like what Judgment's doing? You don't have to be Judgment's fan. You don't have to come to the radio shows. You don't have to come to anything Judgment does. As for people in other companies, their managers, yeah, I respect the hell out of a lot of people. Got mad respects for a lot of you. As far as your character goes, care less. Either way, what happens? It's just the way Judge is. Just the way some of the misfits are. You know, people say a heel doesn't apologize. Well, I'm a heel. I've been a heel. I was born a heel. I've been a heel for a long time. I'm not going to apologize. You're not going to get that. Go on, hate me. Kick me out of companies. Do what you want to. And if you're that shallow that you have to separate me from your Facebook or separate the manager from what you're doing, then guess what? You never was a friend to begin with. So if you want to sit out here and you want to get all mad, it goes for anybody. Anybody out there takes this game that serious. Guess what? You wasn't a friend to begin with. And I don't need fake friends. Because God knows I've had a lot of them. And I'm not going to deal with fake friends on the fucking internet. And that said, I'm going to see you guys.
Wow. Now that's some straight up shit, people.
Drops the mic like a boss. Walking out the door.
Well, you got to look at it this way. When he was having all his problems in WU, coming out with being gay and coming out with HIV, you know, there was a lot of shit that was caused about the judge.
Okay, well,
and a lot of people went after
him. Thank you. Back in the day of, 2012, 2013, back in the Wild West under Rocket, when Rocket Ninja didn't do shit, a lot of people had people on Facebook, and, well, it became out-of-character attacks were rampant, and, well, Count does not understand why people have to do that. So it's years and years and years of just annoyances that really, I would say, that makes this happen. People just, you know, honestly, Count is never, there's no person, other than, I'm in WU, there's Count. That is what the truth is. I go there to fight. I go to piss people off. And if you're pissed off, that's what I want. If you're a little, you know, rankled, that's good. That's what I want. I want to piss you off. And if you can't accept this, well, then, hey, defam me, block me. If you don't like how I play, if you can't play with me, have some fun. Like, I pick on Hollywood Rick Brutal every fucking day I see him. Oh, every day I call him the face of the faceless. Mm-hmm. I have plastic surgery. I pick on Hollywood Rick Brutal more than I pick on anybody else. And that glutton for punishment always comes back for more. Well, you too. But you're like one of those weevil and the wobble that don't fall down things, you know? That's
right,
you
man.
Are.
I'll get buck up and punch you back in the mouth just as hard.
Ah, you punch like you have baby arms.
But seriously, what I'm getting at is, you know, like, Judgey hadn't even told any of his radio family, or really some of his real-life family, too, did not know that he was positive. And some jackass, and the name escapes me, okay? The name escapes me, and I'm pretty sure I know who it is.
Talking about a tanky,
you know,
is just bringing
it's
up.
Still,
you're giving
it's a compare,
it more time
darling,
than it needs.
Just a minute.
You understand?
Just a minute,
you're
darling.
That happened, and you just, I know.
You're right. But I mean, like, Judgey would never do anything to hurt Bubsy's manager. Okay? He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do
anything. Judge wouldn't
do anything
to hurt Bubs. Judge's manager would not do anything. Wouldn't hurt. That.
Yeah. Either or.
We're now kicking a dead horse, and I don't like kicking
a
dead horse.
Yeah, and I'm gonna stop beating it now. Let's go next.
So, doesn't your daughter, Crush and Kelly, run a company that we're both in? So why don't you do a little...
Yeah,
I know you like to promote it.
I'm a loving me some H.O.J., Hound of Justice. Let me tell you. Crush and Kelly's not here right now, but Leia can help us out. I'm not on my laptop. So, Leia, if you want to be a sweetie heart and go get the link for H.O.J. and help us out a little bit, let me tell you, I'm a loving this place, okay? First of all, I was there to sit, and then I'm like, hey, man, this place is grooving. This place is grooving. You know, I know a lot of people here. There's a lot of new asses I get to kick. This is cool. They got lots of belts going. They've got lots of weekly shows. They got mad-ass tournaments. Let me tell you, they're coming up in the world. They're coming up in the world at WU. Give them a shot. You know, you can get a hold of my awesome son, Jonathan the Grappler Taylor. And as I said, Crushing Kelly Kent, you can get a hold of her, too. And Leia Dreamwolf is also in the chat right now.
Yeah,
so
my ex-wife, she's a GM there.
Yeah.
And you should all contact her for an invite.
Yeah, man.
You said that very excited, like you're happy that I'm her ex-husband. You know, I feel kind of, I don't give a fuck. You know, I care about her. She was a sweetheart, sweet lady. John had some, you know, I still have a brand to this day on, you know, that's why I wear new face paint. And it's really because John put on my forehead, he put the initials, don't fuck with Count. I'm sorry, don't fuck with John. And so it's like, what would Jesus do on my forehead? So that's why I got new face paint that hides that.
Jam, yeah, man. I saw that brand go in. It's a pretty thick scar, man. It's a pretty thick scar.
Oh, God,
scar.
It was not a pleasant experience, I tell you what. But luckily I was mostly unconscious when it happened, so. Well,
hey,
no.
Hey, man. When the scar tissue heals, why don't you get a tattoo? That's
Yes,
you get a tattoo over top of it. I'm an asshole.
A big spider. Because you're all caught up in my web. Mad Cow, do you have any companies you'd like to promote? I'm alone. I feel so lonely.
No, I'm here.
Would you like to do a promotion for the BOV, Mr.
Sure.
B666?
Sure, I'm going to kill you. There you go.
There, you heard it here. If easily wanting to die, the BOV is riding by. It's true. Oh, Beast. We have Big Daddy Demented in the chat going, fuck Dead Air, please. So he wants to hear Dead Air for the next 2 minutes. I don't know. I couldn't do that. We didn't really give it. Oh, everybody wants you to know that, well, sorry, Tazzy wants everybody to know that she has, you know, butt hurt cream still. You know, Beast was promoting it earlier. And she wants you all to come message her if you're feeling your ass is tingling and, you know, the whoopsie cushion, you know, is failing you. So just go talk to Tazzy. She'll set you right.
So when are the Hellhounds going to show up, Count? Do you know?
I heard less than a fortnight.
Oh, good.
So about 12 days, that's what I've heard. About 12 days, 14 days.
Here you go, Count.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm
lovely.
Back, bitches. Women are equal and they deserve respect. Just kidding, they should suck my dick. Vagina, vagina. I wanna have sex with your vagina. Vagina, vagina.
Ladies and gentlemen,
plus two equals vagina. My love is
let
like
Caden
lightning.
Steele sing you out.
It gives girls orgasm.
Thank you for the judgment.
My dick is like an airplane.
Judgment from the Count.
It gives girls orgasm.
Join us next week.
I'm the Wayne Gretzky of sexual.
Same bat time,
I'm
same bat shit
Hulk
crazy
Hogan
station owner.
I'm the Indiana Jones of exploring crotch. I'm the Shakespeare of enormous cock. I'm the Helen Keller of having sex. No, wait, that's a bad example. Why did my penis cross the road? To get to the other vagina. Vagina. I wanna have sex with your vagina. 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 E equals MC vagina. I've got a present for you right here. Actually, it's not a present. It's my penis. And I like to call it the spear. Cause spears are long and hard, just like my penis. I don't like it when you talk. Cause that just means you're not sucking my cock. Love is for girls and gays. If you wanna be with me, it goes one of two ways. Either you have sex with me, or you have sex with me. I have really good sex moves that I learned in China. China. I'm a sexual tiger. Tiger. And I feed on vagina. Vagina, vagina. I wanna have sex with your vagina. Vagina, vagina. What time is it? It's vagina. What's the difference between a girl's mouth and a girl's vagina? There is none. I want my penis to be inside both of those things.
Cocksuckers! Cocksuckers!
Hey, Caden Steele here. If you are like me and love to poop as much as I do, you know how important a good durable brand of toilet paper can be. But as you all know, there is only one thing I like better than pooping, and that's pissing people off whenever I get the chance. But of course, whenever I do that, I inevitably get the whining and crying that comes with the territory. It's irritating as hell, and always brings me down. That's why I'm introducing Butthurt brand toilet paper, for people who like to poop and piss people off. Its state-of-the-art microfiber chemistry not only is soft enough for even the most sensitive anus, but its incredible absorption can help you stifle even the most chronic whiny bitch. Allow me to demonstrate. This is Heat Raider. Watch what happens when I make him cry. Hey, Heat Raper!
Hey, that's not funny! You need a fucking
toilet paper! Try some of this Butthurt toilet paper. See, Butthurt's ultra absorbency sucks the saliva right out of even the most annoying crybaby bitch. There's nothing better for wiping your ass or shutting up a whiny idiot. And believe me, I know. I use 12 rolls of it a day. So try Butthurt brand toilet paper. Take it from Caden Steele. There is nothing better.
Butthurt brand toilet bathroom tissue. When you need to...
Shut up, don't add breath!
Cocksuckers!